This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Very good day to you. This is Alex Wilson from eBay. How are you doing today?
Hey,
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. So, this is a verification call for you. Yesterday, we received an unauthorized charge of $299 for purchasing gift cards from eBay. Have you authorized any charges like that?
No, mate. No.
All right. Is there anybody else in your family member made the purchase on your behalf?
Nah, not that I know. I was traveling yesterday,
so... Okay, alright. Like, the thing is that we received the order request from an overseas billing address, right? And for that reason, we put the transaction on hold so that we can do a security verification on it. So, as you're saying, you haven't done any kind of purchase like that from your end. Can you confirm us that in past 48 hours, or in past few days, have you shared any of your confidential details with anyone?
No.
Alright. And apart from that, have you used any public Wi-Fi in 2 days? In any shopping market or
no.
any library
no.
somewhere else?
No.
You haven't,
no.
right?
No,
sir?
No.
Alright. We got the verification. Now let me tell you what we have to do, sir. As because these charges are on hold, we have to remove the charges immediately because we don't want any kind of unwanted transaction happens to your account, alright? So, for the cancellation and the security procedure, have you got any smart device with you, like any computer, laptop, or any smartphone you're talking to me?
Yeah, my phone.
Okay, I'm going to help you to register the cancellation right now, sir, okay? You just do a thing, first of all, put me on speaker. I'm on speaker now?
I am.
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright, can you hear me louder now, sir? Is it better
yeah.
now? Alright. Yeah. Now, the phone you're talking to me, sir, is that an Android phone or it's an Apple iPhone? Please let me know so that I can guide you in a better way. It's an Apple phone you're using, right? Alright.
Yeah.
And is it a new one or is it an old one?
I got a brand. Oh, new one.
A new one, all right. Like, is it iPhone 7, iPhone 6, or iPhone 11, 12?
13.
It's 13 you're using, right? So it's quite a new one. All right. Do a thing, simply swipe up the page from very bottom to up, and you will back to your regular home page of your phone, where you can see all your apps and icons. Are you back to the home page now?
Yep.
Alright. Now, can you see all your regular apps, sir? Can you see all your regular apps and icons? Okay. Now, are you using the Wi-Fi at the moment or are you using your mobile data?
Mobile data.
Mobile data. And which network do you use? Is it Telstra, Optus, Vodafone, Dodo?
Telstra.
Alright. Now, have a look on your phone. There is an application named App Store. It's a blue color icon with a capital letter A on it. App Store. Open it up.
Let me put my glasses on.
Yeah, sure, sir. Get your glasses with you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, do you see the blue color app with a capital letter A on it? It says App Store.
Yeah.
Open it up, sir.
Okay.
Now look at the right hand side bottom corner. There's a small magnifying glass. It says search. Tap on
yep.
search.
Okay.
Now look at the top of your screen, sir. There's a white bar. It says games, apps, stories and more. Do you see that?
Say again?
Do you see a white bar? It says games, apps, stories and more. Look at the top of your screen. Disha White Bar, a search bar vacant site. It is games, apps, stories, and more.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Simply type over the Zoho, letter Z, Z as in zebra, then O for Oscar,
yep.
Then H as in Henry,
yep.
Then again O as in Oscar.
Okay.
Leave a space. Then type assist, A-S-S-I-S-T, assist.
Yep.
Okay. Now, do you see any option coming up? It says Zoho Assist Customer.
Yep.
Absolutely, give a click on that one.
Okay, assist. Yep.
Now, this is a green color app. It says Customer App Zoho Assist.
Yep.
Give a, there will be a blue color box. It says Get. Tap on Get.
Remote desktop. Is that the one?
This is a, sorry?
Yeah.
Can you see a green color app? It says customer app Zoho Assist. There's a blue
green
color box that says Get.
Okay.
Yes. Now once the installation is done, please let me know. I will give you the cancellation ID. Yeah. Once you see open, please tell me.
I'm opening it, yeah.
And now what can you see, sir?
Sign in or...
What can you see on your screen? Please let me know.
Take a tour or sign in or hang on. To access your remote customer screen or troubleshooting, sign in.
Okay, is it asking you to put your email address?
For signing with Apple.
No, look at the right-hand side, on the right-hand side top corner, there will be a magnifying glass. Sorry, there will be a cross sign or a cancel option.
Oh, I'm not. Let me go back in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
What can you see now?
It says to download the app.
What can you see on your screen? First, tell me so that I can guide you up.
It says customers.
Have you downloaded the green app? It says Customer App Zoho Assist. Have you downloaded that one? It's a green color icon.
Yep. Downloading it now.
All right, sir. All right. Now, do you see any open options, sir, or is downloading?
It's still downloading.
All right, sir. Just wait for a while. It will come up.
That's me, too.
Yeah, what can you see here? Tell me.
Just to me, put my email address in there.
Okay, look at the right-hand side top corner. There's a small cross sign or a cancel option. Just give a click on that.
Yep. Okay.
Now what can you see?
That's green control center.
It's there is an allow option over there. Tap on allow. Allow permissions.
Enter
okay.
Session
now, key. I'm going to give you the session key. Put over there. 924.
924.
255.
255.
9824.
9824.
Just read me back the ID you have typed.
924-255-984.
All right. Now look, there's an option to join. Click on join.
Yep.
Now you will get to see an option Start Session. Click on Start Session.
Okay.
Now you will get to see an option Start Broadcast. Only give a click on Start Broadcast. Are you clicking on Start Broadcast?
Yep. Oh, shit.
And now what can you see, sir?
It's coming.
Okay, just wait. Now what can you see on your screen?
I still...
Just try to give a click on Start Broadcast again.
Yep. Come on.
And now what do you see, sir?
It's an inter-session key audience.
Are you back to the previous stage? Have you come out of it?
It says inter-session key audience.
Okay, I'm going to give you this new session key. Just wait. Put over there, 594.
594.
253.
253.
8899.
Say again?
It's 8899.
Join.
Now click on Join.
Start Session.
Yes, click on Start Session. Start Broadcast. Now just wait for a while. After clicking on Start Broadcast, just wait. Now, do you see a hazy area, a hazy background? Tap on the hazy background. Now you will get to see a blank check box. Check the box and then you will get to see an option Allow. Tap on Allow. Check the box and click on Allow.
Not coming up yet.
Have you touched the hazy background, sir?
Oh, there.
Alright. Now, checking the blank box, there will be a blank check box on the left hand side. Check the box and then click on Allow. Have you done that?
Yep.
And now what can you see on your screen?
Not coming up yet.
Don't touch anywhere. Just check the blank check boxes. There will be blank check boxes. Check all the boxes and click on Allow. Have you clicked on Allow?
Yep, it's not working. I don't know what's happening.
Look, do you see blank check boxes on the left-hand side? There will be some blank check boxes. There will be some blank check boxes. You know, checking all the boxes and click on Allow.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay, do you see any timer on the Allow?
No timer.
What do you see? What can